This is episode 27 of WorshipCast from Lifeway Worship for June 2008. Visit us on the web at lifeway.com/worship. Hey there, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of WorshipCast from Lifeway Worship, the monthly podcast that gives you the chance to hear firsthand from the people responsible for all of our products, events, and services, and get a sneak peek at all the things they're doing to assist you in your music ministry. I'm your host, Scott Rice, internet producer for Lifeway Worship, and as always, I'm glad that you've decided to join us for this episode. Now, it may be summer outside, but as most of you know, now is the time to be considering Christmas music, and Lifeway Worship has some great stuff available this year that you're going to love. Over the next few months, we'll take a closer look at some of these musicals and collections for adults and children alike, but in this episode, we're going to sit down with Phil Barfoot to talk about his new collection, The Splendor of Christmas. Now, you may remember that Phil has been responsible for several popular Christmas collections such as this over the past several years, including last year's The Joy of Christmas with Lifeway Worship. These collections are always very eclectic and fun, and Phil told us that this year's edition is no exception.
What makes this project a little different than the rest is I took a year to speak with over 150 ministers of music across America to really find out what it was they needed, you know, in their churches this Christmas season, and they were not afraid to tell me. They're very bold in letting me know, and I love that, because the last thing I want to do is sit in my ivory tower and just guess what everyone needs. I'm not real good at doing that, but to hear it directly from those in the trenches really helps me in formulating and creating these projects. And the bottom line, I think, with Splendor, as well as the other projects, is it's all about moments. Every one of us in our churches need those moments to create a Christmas production that really is powerful and effective and moves people to God. And our job is to create songs that create those moments. And through all the input I got from so many ministers of music around America, we feel we've done that. We've created some songs that really do create those moments that we all need this Christmas.
Well, now, what are some of the things that you heard from the music ministers that you talked with? What were some of the things that they said they were looking for?
Well, over and over again, we heard similar comments, and one of those was, we need an upbeat Broadway-style opener. And the answer to that question is a song called Celebrate the Wonder. Many wanted a good dose of familiar carols and a variety of, you know, fresh and unique musical styles and genres. I counted the other day, and there are actually over 20 familiar carols and Christmas songs woven into the 11 selections, and about every style known to mankind.
Yeah, it does seem like it's a very eclectic collection. Like there's something for everyone in this book, I think. Every kind
right.
of style, every kind of song. Yeah.
We have everything from black gospel to classical and everything in between. In fact, this morning on the way in, I was listening to a great song called Wonderful News that is a really, really fun contemporary setting of the Angels' Proclamation, real foot tapper.
Wonderful news, heavenly news, Messiah.
One style, and then we have some secular favorites. Many wanted a medley of secular songs, so that is called Sleigh Ride Medley.
Just hear those sleigh bells, jingling, ring, jing, jingling too. sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
There's a real strong call for another Christmas classical medley where we take classical songs and kind of put a new twist to them. And this year it's a la Trans-Siberian Orchestra meets Handel. We put Worthy is the Lamb with the Hallelujah Chorus, and if you close your eyes, it sounds like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That was a really popular selection from last year's collection, the classical Christmas selection. So I know people will be looking forward to that.
The neat thing about those moments is the kids love it because it's a cool vibe, and the older folks love it because we really haven't messed with the vocal parts. We've tried to keep the vocal parts the same as everybody learned growing up, but kind of put a whole new vibe, contemporary vibe to the classics. And many wanted a strong invitation song. There's a song called The Next Time He Comes that really goes from the manger to the cross and tells the whole story. There's a major call for like a warm, intimate moment involving the children's choir. Rebecca Peck wrote a song called Brand New Christmas that's just beautiful and sets the tone for that.
It's a brand new Christmas, another year, another chance to make some memories, to cherish friends and family. A brand
last of all, but not least, we have the fun moment. So many people want a fun moment because, you know, there's people in our communities that will only come to church Christmas and Easter. We used to call them Christers. And so a lot of times we have to do music that maybe they can relate to help them feel comfortable in church and relax, and then we can present the gospel to them. But we put together a thing called Jingle Every Way that's like five fun versions of Jingle Bells. We have an Elvis version.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. If you're ever in Memphis, come over and ride in my one horse open sleigh. One horse open sleigh.
Real obnoxious opera version. Goes into country and big band. It's really just a fun moment. It's about a 7-minute medley of different versions of Jingle Bells, but it's called Jingle Every Way. And again, it's that fun moment that so many of us need. A lot of people have asked me if it's a collection or a musical, and the answer really is yes. We've designed it as a collection, so you can pick and choose music that'll work for your production. You can use it for Christmas desserts or living Christmas trees or Christmas productions or just regular Christmas concerts or even those December Sundays we all need music for. But we've also gone to John Plastow again, and he has created a complete drama script as well as a complete narration that can be used with The Splendor of Christmas. So I know some ministers of music are in a situation where they have to do a musical or have to do a drama, and John has created a great script that's actually available online for free. You can download as many copies as you need. So that helps those that need to put this in a more of a musical or dramatic context.
Yeah, and for our listeners out there, that's available at lifeway.com/worship. If you go there, you can download a copy of John's production notes, and he sort of lays it all out for you, doesn't he? Tells you what you need and how to do it, right?
Sure does, no doubt.
Great. Well, I know that's really appreciated because, like you said, there are a lot of churches out there that do a lot of different kinds of things at Christmas. So it seems like this collection would fit into a variety of different kinds of Christmas presentations or productions.
Right. Yeah, we've tried to make it versatile so it can be a resource book, or you can do every single song with narration and drama, or plug these songs into maybe a production you're putting together.
Great. Well, I know that you're in a lot of contact with music ministers through your Christian Copyright Alliance. So tell us a little bit about that and sort of how that works and how The Splendor of Christmas fits into all of that.
Right. Yeah, Christian Copyright Alliance is a company we started back in 1999, and in 2000 we started recording church choirs, and boy, the past 8 years we've just had the privilege and honor of recording over 500 churches across the country, and so many churches have found that it's just a great outreach to go far beyond the walls of the church. There is literally tens of thousands of these local church CDs that churches have sent over to the soldiers in Iraq, or maybe their local zip code, local neighborhoods, new homes going into a new development near the church. Many business people buy these and give them out as gifts to clients. So it's just a great, great outreach far beyond the walls of the church. And that's really what excites me about it. For no extra work, just coming two nights to record, you have an outreach tool that you can use for years to come. And right now, we actually have over 100 Christmas songs to choose from and over 100 non-seasonal songs to choose from. And the entire Lifeway catalog is available to us as well now. So you can kind of mix and match from all these different projects. A lot of people will probably record The Splendor of Christmas in its entirety this fall. And others will mix and match from various projects we have out. And that really helps you customize and tailor-make the recording to fit your own needs. But it's just a great outreach tool, and it's very easy to do. I mean, basically, the minister of music teaches the choir the music and comes and conducts in the recording session in their worship center, and we handle the rest. So we try to facilitate as much as we can to just make it a really fun experience and a great outreach and something that doesn't take a lot of work from the local church.
And it sounds like something that a church could do any time of the year, not just Christmas, but
right.
But any time they needed some sort of outreach tool like that, this would be a great thing, right?
Sure. Yeah, we record almost every month of the year, and it's just a great tool. You know, those that use the non-seasonal collections that we've done for Lifeway, we actually have over 100 non-seasonal songs available to us, and the non-seasonal songs and collections actually, you can use, obviously, year-round. Christmas, obviously, you have that small window from Thanksgiving to Christmas to sell. But what's interesting about that time period is people are in that gift-buying mode and really do embrace it as a great opportunity to send these out as a witness to their neighbors or their friends or their business associates. A lot of A lot of people buy these and send them all over America to relatives and missionaries. So it's what I love about it is it gets us far beyond the walls of the church and ministry, and people really do embrace it as a ministry.
Well, in traveling to all these churches with the CCA and recording, I know you've probably visited a lot of different kinds of churches and met with a lot of different kinds of people. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing and if there's any encouragement maybe you could offer to some of those listeners out there right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just really count it an honor and privilege to do what I do. I mean, there's not a day that I wake up that I don't thank God that I just have the privilege of partnering with local churches, local ministers of music to facilitate their ministry. And I guess I view my ministry as a partner or facilitator. Sometimes I call myself a cheerleader, just kind of standing on the sidelines and cheering on the local church and rolling up my sleeves to help them any way I can, because my heart is in the local church and to help them facilitate that minister of music any way I can. And having said that, I just want to encourage anybody listening, if they need encouragement or just need someone to talk to, or if I can help in any way, to call our office, because I just love talking with ministers of music and helping them any way I can and praying with them over the phone. So keep the faith, keep it strong. And another thing I just want to encourage people with is to do something this Christmas. Some of the listeners might not even have a choir during the rest of the year, but if you don't, put one together for Christmas, because there are two windows, you know, in the church year that we have. Christmas is the best one to get non-believers in and unchurched folks, and Easter obviously is the other time, but there are those in our communities that won't darken the door of our churches anytime during the year except Christmas. So it's a great opportunity to get folks in there, and that's why we put these collections together, to put a blend of secular and sacred, and then telling the Christmas story, to getting folks to come to know the Christ of Christmas. But I just want to encourage people to do something this Christmas, even if they're not used to doing a production. Just do something, whether it's a Christmas dessert or some of you do living Christmas trees and pageants. Others can just do concerts or desserts, or maybe just make every Sunday a special Sunday in December. But I really have a heart to help ministers of music do that, and would love if people even called to where I could help them on a personal level as well.
You can find out more about the Splendor of Christmas at lifeway.com/worship, including John Plastow's free production notes and more information about creating a custom recording of this project with your choir through Phil's organization, the Christian Copyright Alliance. Or contact a Lifeway Worship sales representative at 1-800-436-3869 or your favorite music distributor to order your CD promo pack today. Let Phil Barfoot and Lifeway Worship help you celebrate the splendor of Christmas with your congregation and community this holiday season. Celebrate the season this year with A Manger Suite, a tremendous four-song collection and mini-musical featuring songs from Michael W. Smith's Dove Award-winning album It's a Wonderful Christmas. Four stirring musical selections have been adapted from the actual orchestrations from the recording by arranger David Hamilton, including The Promise, Son of God, Sing Noel, Sing Hallelujah. Christmas Angels. Created for performance by SATB Choir, Vocal Ensemble, and Children's Choir, these stirring musical selections are woven together with short narrations that move from the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy to the miracle of Christ's birth. The recorded accompaniment track is performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra and will give your choir a sweeping sound as you use this suite as part of a Christmas program or as a separate performance piece. To find out more about a manger suite, visit lifeway.com/worship. Contact a Lifeway Worship sales representative at 1-800-436-3869 or contact your favorite music distributor. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of WorshipCast from Lifeway Worship. I'd like to thank Phil Barfoot for dropping by to tell us about his new collection, The Splendor of Christmas, and I hope you enjoyed hearing a small taste of the new and exciting A Manger Suite. Now remember, you can find out more about either of these two new Christmas releases by visiting our website at lifeway.com/worship, contacting a Lifeway Worship sales representative at 1-800-436-3869, or by contacting your favorite music distributor. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about this or any other episode of this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So drop us an email at worship@lifeway.com and let us know what you think or what you'd like to hear on future episodes. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast today at christianpotter.com or by searching for Lifeway Worship in the iTunes podcast directory. Remember, subscribing is absolutely free, and it's the best way to ensure that you'll receive new episodes automatically as they're released. Now, next month, we're going to take a small break from our Christmas preview to bring you a remote podcast from this year's SunPower event in Orlando, Florida. I'll be there, along with Dennis and Ann Allen and other special guests, so if you or your student group is attending this year, be sure to stop by and say hi, and don't miss your chance to be a guest on this special episode. Now, we're going to leave you today with Thankful for Your Love, a great new worship song from Lifeway songwriter Jeremy Johnson. You can download a free audio file and lead sheet of this and other great worship songs from Lifeway Worship today by visiting our website at lifeway.com/worship. Enjoy, and we'll see you next month with another great episode.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.